You refuse to sell it, huh? Why?
For two reasons, Mr. Marlowe. One, I could see that he was fighting hard to control his enthusiasm. And two, I had no idea what to charge for the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to come back tomorrow again, and then I removed the bowl from the window. It wasn't until 5 o'clock that the second visitor appeared.
Another archaeologist?
No. A beautiful girl named Mona Waters.
Oh.
She was very sophisticated, wore an expensively tailored white, smart suit. No jewelry she wore whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She described the bowl I had placed in my storeroom perfectly, and then asked if I had seen such a piece of pottery or if I had one for sale. I said no.
Same reasons?
More or less.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mr. Van Orn?
Well, there isn't much more. The young lady gave me her address, the Walker Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard, room 515.
Walker Hotel.
Asked me to call her if I came across a bowl like the one she described. Then she left. Naturally, my interest at this time was near the bursting point.
Naturally. What'd you do about it?
The only sensible thing I knew of. At 6 o'clock, I closed my place and I went to the public library to borrow a book on hieroglyphics of the Indians of the Southwest. When I got back, I found the rear door forced and, poof, the bowl was gone.
And you called me, huh?
Yes. Then this Indian shows up. He claims I would rob his people of everything, and then he hit me.
Makes perfect sense to him, though.